You are listening to an entertainment program put together by a company called Financial Ineptitude. Anything said on this show is not an endorsement or professional advice. Would you really want to tell a court of law you were suing us because you thought taking financial advice from two idiots on a podcast put out by Financial Ineptitude was a good idea? Really? Clown hat, smiley face.
Financial Ineptitude presents Two Bulls in a China Shop. You can find our podcast at twobullsinachinashop.com or just search Two Bulls in a China Shop wherever you stream your podcasts. Hello and welcome to the China Shop, everyone. Oh my God, I am so excited to open the shop today. I'm shopkeeper Dan. With me as always is Kyle, creator of financialineptitude.com. How you doing today, Kyle?
Pretty good. It was a little demoralizing what happened with the AMC over the last couple days, but still, you gotta, what's the saying? When in doubt, zoom it out.
I haven't been demoralized. I'm watching the show and loving it.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it sucks to watch your account go. I had to quit looking at my balance on Thursday and Friday because every dollar tick was like $1,100. And,
ooh, that, right.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse from here.
Well, I've just been watching the trends, and yeah. The daily is spiking up and down.
Yep.
End of the week much higher than it started the week. So.
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
That's good. Overall, that's still good.
I feel like it's really rhyming with GME, mm-hmm. with what we saw in January. So when I see it jumping up and down, I'm like, yes, it's happening. This is how it behaved before.
Still haven't seen a whole lot of short interest get covered, so that's also another good sign.
Yep.
But we'll save all that for, we got a lot to talk about there.
Save it for later. Oh, folks, we're just so glad you're here. Come on into the shop with us today. Sit back, relax, and hedge against the rage machine. We'd love to welcome any new listeners just joining us. You've come to the right place. We're here smashing all the China we can find. Smashing our way right into a complete set of fine China. I don't know how that's going to work, but, you know, step one, step two, step three, profit, right?
Yeah, yep.
we're just trying to blind man feel our way through learning how to play the stock markets and maximize gains and cut those losses. So if you're new to the shop and new to stock trading in general, we recommend checking out both our knowledge center on financialineptitude.com, and we also have a few beginning investing trading episodes available. We've got one with comedian Eddie Pence that I really love. We've got another with Dr. Hans, the investing tutor. Both very good places to start in terms of getting a grasp of what's happening and the vocabularies. It can be hard and daunting to jump in and not know what the hell we're talking about,
yeah,
and we're mentioning calls and puts and whatnot.
We made that page and those episodes for you guys, listeners. So if you've got any other questions or content that you want to see created or added to those, please just reach out to us at either the email or join our Discord, and you can ask us there. Anything we could do to make it better.
We're on that Discord server all the time, yes. And it's just a great place to be. If you do join that Discord server, shoot us a message with your home address. We'll send you a Smash It Yourself mug straight from the China Shop. We're just really so, so glad you're here. The shop is always better with friends. It's just such a great time. We got some show news coming up this upcoming week. We are interviewing the CEO of Antibe Therapeutics, Dan LeGault. So fucking excited for that.
He's going to have no idea what hit him when we give him those questions we got from the Stock Twits community.
Did we figure out what those questions mean?
Most of them, I think.
Okay. What's your opinion on the BCBA line? It's like, do you know what a BCBA line is?
No,
we don't.
Before you answer that question, could you please tell us what the question means?
We're not sure you're the real CEO, so we're testing you right now. Yeah, that's going to be great stuff. What else we got? We got Alex Greengard's going to come by the shop, and we're going to do a deep dive into some crypto stuff. I know people have been antsy and excited for more crypto content, so we're going to try and branch out and start providing that. That's going to be good stuff. What else we got this month?
Sarah Glass is after that.
Sarah Glass.
From Trade Pro Academy.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be... I'm excited about that because I'm going through the Trade Pro Academy right now.
I think I'm going to be asking for access to that here soon because I'm getting jealous listening to you or watching the stuff you're posting. Like, damn it. I need me some of that.
Right? Right? So hopefully by the time she comes on, I'll be a lot more informed to know what the good questions to ask her are.
Yep.
Instead of just being the fly on the wall. Like, I'm here for entertainment. Kyle's got all the knowledge and skills. Let's have him ask the questions.
Yes, Dan, what is it? I went poopy in my pants.
Right. Dan, you got a question? Where do babies come from? Like, yeah, that's how I always feel. Like, fuck, I'm on the spot.
What's a stock?
What is a stock?
I think we have something for that, I think we have something for that.
Well, there we go.
A stock is a share, of course, with dividends paying out value of sorts. That is, of course, unless the source is running in the red.
Oh, yeah. I'm busting that one out. Oh, God. Huh. Yeah, we got to get on to the show. All right. We do have a electric, sensational, orgasmic show for you today.
1, 2, 3. Yep, nailed it.
Plenty of plenty of market moving news, stocks on the radar, and more options than workout excuses on leg day.
See, I would have went a different way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear yours.
I would have said more options than the situation on Jersey Shore. You can have anybody.
I assure you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. As always, folks, we love it when you reach out to us. We love your messages and comments on Twitter and Facebook, on the Discord. If you're old school, you could just send us an email to the 2bulls@financialineptitude.com. That's the number 2bulls@financialineptitude.com. Or you can shoot us a phone call, 725-22-BULLS. Maybe you got a hot stock tip. Maybe you want to tell us about a great trade you just made. Or maybe your ragtag hockey team just got a new coach and you're now gunning for glory.
Is that a Mighty Ducks reference?
Or Miracle? You got it. You got
it. Or Mystery Alaska. Or or Young Guns. Or, no, not Young Guns. What's your Young Blood?
Emilio Estevez was in Mighty Ducks and Young Guns, so, you know.
I know. Wow, that'd be a good crossover, wouldn't it?
God.
Somebody write us some fanfic.
Yeah, is that where Billy the Kid coaches a hockey team to defeat Pat Garrett?
Okay, maybe that wouldn't be very good.
Oh, God, I'm watching it in my head right now. It doesn't matter what your reason is. We just love it when you reach out. It's just a great time.
And I do have some poll results to go over real quick here. Question we asked was, are you buying or holding any other heavily shorted stocks besides AMC or GameStop? We had 27% saying yes. If one goes, they all go. 32% said no. Those are all distractions.
Mm.
And then a whopping 41% said they were not buying any of them. I guess not everybody's into it. I need to look at my Twitter feed because I think I'm getting into a bit of an echo chamber.
Yeah, I know I am. Oh, I know I am because I've just been following everybody who does hashtag AMC for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Like 2/3 of the people I follow are like, AMC to the moon, Diamond Hands, Ape Army.
Yeah.
Fuck the hedge funds. Fuck the hedge funds. Wow, that's still relevant, huh? Let me play that old GME squeeze hedge fund. Fuck yeah, let's hear that.
They'd rather see us get played than retail traders fighting corporate raiders. Beat a hedge fund at their own game. When we're finished, bring the big red pen. Mark off the bleed of the losses. Still pushing up like market bosses. I don't know if they're evil or what. Lock a trader down and breaking the trust. Cause on the trade apps, now you can't even get some. But don't let them push you around from the bull run. Cause they'll shut you down, you can't buy them. All them brokers showing out for the hedge fund. Reddit will swarm on any short seller in a short shit storm. Just cause I'm buying GME, punk brokers are afraid of me. Huh, a young trader on the warpath. And when I'm finished, there's gonna be some real cash. From funds, crying all the way. Anyway, got something to say. Fuck the hedge funds. Fuck the hedge funds. Fuck the hedge funds. Fuck the hedge funds.
I just like swearing, Kyle. I just like swearing in music all day long. It's my favorite thing now.
Right, let's move on to some news.
Well, we all know why we're listening today. The shop is bursting with the week to replay. So sit back, we got some market affairs. Get some stories for the bulls and the bears. Clowns running companies, laws change overnight. Here we are, it's time for China Shop News. Yeah, now it's time for China Shop News.
All right. Well, I think the biggest story of the day is got to be the Jersey Shore. Snooki might leave after one episode.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
You shouldn't. All right. Well, you know, I'll start us off. New job numbers came out. They fell below 400,000 for the first time since the early days of the pandemic. That was good news that overshadowed everybody's inflation worries and fears.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Nobody's worried about inflation anymore.
Yes.
Awesome. Solved.
Done. Solved. Just took some good job numbers.
Yeah.
And so the averages did well on that information. But I found another story. While people aren't worrying about inflation, global food prices are surging to their highest level in 10 years.
I believe it.
And to me, that is a sign of inflation.
There's been a lot of shortages of different meat groups, too. I think chicken was going through a shortage for a while. It wasn't pork in the middle of one, too.
The article,
not too long ago.
The article I came across wasn't mentioning specifically any meats. They did mention, like, mm-hmm. like there's actually like robust demand in the vegetable oil sector. Apparently, vegetable oil is used in a lot of production of different foods.
Oh, I figured it was because everyone is so sick of eating at home, they're just starting to fry everything, saying, fuck it.
Fuck it. Our U.S. food prices went up right away in the pandemic and have never dropped.
Yeah, and remember when gas went up and food prices went up because of the increased transportation costs?
Mm-hmm.
That was a few years ago. And then gas prices went back down, but
food prices did not. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like trying to get a law taken off the books once it's been passed or happens and it doesn't ever go back. All right. Let's talk about some AMC news.
Oh, yes. AMC. I own a couple shares in AMC.
Did you watch the interview with Trace Trades?
No, I didn't watch any. I only watched a 5-minute clip of Trace Trades.
Okay, there was some key points that we'll throw down in the episode description. I think some of the bigger ones. He did give an updated share count.
Trace Trades interviewed Adam Aron, the CEO of AMC.
Yeah, again, this is the second time.
A second time, and that's what Kyle's referring to. Sorry, continue.
The share count that everyone's been looking forward to finding out about. Mm-hmm. Looks like they were only counting like the actual shares issued when they gave this count out, because it kind of lined up with the exact amount of float. Like about 501 million, mm-hmm. I think, shares outstanding is what they came up with. So they didn't give us the information that we're really hoping to hear, which was how many naked shorts are out there, how many synthetics.
Yeah.
But there is supposed to be some more news coming on that as far as, I don't know if it's an actual shareholder count that's coming out next, or if they are trying to do some kind of count with that. I'll have to look back through that. They kept saying share count and shareholder count, and I was getting confused.
Yeah, those are two different numbers.
Yeah, I think what's coming up next is supposed to be the shareholders again. Part of that count that they gave out did include everybody in Europe, but again, the numbers line up too nicely with what's actually out there, so I don't think it has anything to do with the amount of synthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not comment on that either. I don't think he can. There was a point, though, where he knocked his camera off, and you could see that he wasn't wearing any pants, mm-hmm. so everyone is thinking that he's sending a message that his lawyers can't argue against about naked shorting. I think it was an accident.
I gotta say, I didn't watch the interview. I came across that on all the different social media and everybody being like, Adam Aron,
look,
naked yeah. shorts. And I even posted something on the Discord, and then I watched the video and I was like, ugh, no, he's just being an American who's like, I got this fucking video call. I don't want to put on pants.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Which is awesome.
You've done it. We've all done it.
Yes.
He knocked over his camera. It was a coincidence. You know, when you're looking for any positive thing to cling on to.
Yeah. There is some positive, though. He did speak more to the 11.5 million shares that were issued right when we were starting to ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
For one, the 11 million shares they issued, 11.5 million, there's no way that killed that momentum. What killed that momentum was the news. blowing it out of proportion and causing everyone to get scared.
Yeah.
But they have no more shares to issue. They're going to ask for another 25 million shares when they do the vote. That should be coming in that proxy information.
Yeah.
But none of those shares can be used until 22.
And I will be voting yes on that, personally.
Yes. They raised over 500 million, almost 600 million from those 11 million shares.
Yeah.
And also, those shares, where they came from, was not companies. That was the management, like, forgoing their bonus. Those are supposed to be issued to the management of the company. They decided as a group to strengthen AMC's books over profiting themselves.
Well, and look at it like this way. It's just simple math. What if AMC wanted to raise, what do they want, 25 million shares?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is why I'm voting yes for that. In December, 25 million shares would have gotten you $50 to $100 million.
Right.
And last week, when it was at $30 a share, it would give you $750 million. Like, the fact that they're issuing the small chunks now where the price is at where it's at, they're able to raise a lot more capital for a lot less dilution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember the original plan, how many shares they wanted to issue to raise the money they needed?
Yep,
was it
500 million.
500 million, they wanted to double the share count to raise the money they needed. But guess what? Now they don't have to.
They took that off the table because of the investors, because retail owns the float. They knew they wouldn't get that, so they listened. They went with a much smaller number. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is just because they can use them in 22 doesn't mean that they're going to. It took them, the shares that they finished issuing this last year, they've had those on the books and ready to use since 2013. This is all just to give them ammo to go after acquisitions or to maybe close out some debt at a favorable reduced rate to themselves. This is all just an extra tool in his toolbox to make this company better.
I'm just blown away by, we're living in an era now where the CEO of the company is like giving interviews to retail people fan like us. Investors. Well, yeah, I wish he'd give us an interview. That'd be fucking great.
Yeah, I asked. He said he didn't respond to me. I said if he needed a smaller audience than Trey's, we'd be more than happy to have him on.
Well, way to sell it, Kyle. Way to sell it.
I know, right? I figured, be honest. The last bit of the last thing to point out on that interview was that he squashed any rumors of a stock split or reverse split.
So okay.
One, that's not a capital raising event, so it's not something you're even considering. And even if they were considering it, that's something the shareholders would have to vote for. There's a couple other things that's not related to the interview. There's just been a lot of FUD going on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories I saw pop up was that there's a bunch of brokerages restricting short sales.
Yep, that's good news.
Yeah, it's great news. Actually, specifically says hedge funds, short bets. Let's see. So it was just Jefferies that I saw initially, but it looks like Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Citigroup have been added to that list. They're among the firms that have adjusted their risk controls at prime brokerage operations, according to people familiar with the moves. The banks are trying to protect themselves against fallout from extreme surges and dips that have characterized the trading in companies, including AMC, Microvision, and GameStop. The change means some hedge funds and institutional investors now face higher collateral requirements or are limited from shorting certain stocks, people said, who had to do so anonymous because of internal policies.
Well, that's fantastic news. Because right in line with that, TD Ameritrade shut off margin on AMC.
Yeah, and that's not surprising. There's a whole list of securities that are non-marginable, and it's mostly based on volatility like that. If it's a risky stock, they don't want you to risk getting margin called and them having to sell out and maybe take a loss. That's why we say don't buy it on margin.
Yeah. All they're saying is look, you can't buy AMC with your stock credit card, and you don't get extended credit for owning AMC stock.
You can still use margin, but you just have to be margining other stocks that are marginable. AMC is no longer marginable, but if you had shares of like Ford or, I don't know, ExxonMobil or Coke.
Yeah, you'd still be able to.
You would be able to use that as, yeah. You just can't use AMC as margin now.
So both of those happening in the same week makes sense. If back in GME spiked and it squeezed and they shut off retail's ability to buy, if they had also shut off hedge funds and market makers' ability to buy, or other brokers, if the market makers had shut down everybody's ability to buy, well, then at least they're fucking everybody. So at least we're all in the same boat.
I don't think anything's been shut off yet at this point. No. I think there were some reports in Europe of people unable to buy.
All I'm saying is we're hearing that the hedge funds, they can't short, because shorting is being extended credit in a lot of ways.
Oh, you're saying it's the other way now.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Yeah, they're taking away their tool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. The one last interesting thing with AMC was on, I think it was on CNBC. Somebody was talking about AMC, and at one point he said something about the hedge funds selling stocks that they don't actually have the assets on. And the lady, what was her fucking name?
Michelle Lee.
Michelle, thank you. She commented, you can hear her voice go, naked shorting, And then he just continued on, but it would have panned out. It showed her face. Like she was, I can't tell if she was shocked that like he was basically admitting that everyone, all these people are naked shorting the company, or if she was worried about losing her job.
Right? Like she shouldn't.
Like, oh, fuck. Why did I just say
don't
that?
Don't acknowledge it. Right?
But yeah, it sounds like somebody might have admitted to this. So I'm really excited now for Monday. I was getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
The way, you know, seeing two down days in a row. But it's starting to look a lot better now in my mind.
I'll tell you, I'm no guru. I'm still working through the Trade Pro Academy, but I do consider myself pretty clever at times. And I think we're getting a bump on Monday because of Paycheck Fridays. I think everybody who could not get their paycheck cashed and the money into their account on Friday in time for the markets being opened, like a lot of people in California that work a 9-to-5, probably.
Right.
I think they get that money into their accounts over the weekend, and they put their buy orders in, and they go in Monday morning. I think we get a nice Monday boost.
Nice. We shall see.
We shall see.
Okay. Virgin Galactic is back in the news again. They announced another human-tended science flight, so they got another contract for a scientist to go up and do some research. This is supposed to be taking place in 2022. There's no comment yet on when the next test flight is supposed to be, but they did say that they're planning on wrapping up all the test flighting program by the end of 21. I'm thinking there's going to be another announcement here like in the next week or two. I'm excited about that.
Another announcement for a new flight, or an announcement of like when they're going commercial?
Yes, for a new test flight. They're planning to have commercial operations in 22, so that means they have to wrap up everything and then give time for the FAA to go through all the results of that last one. Yeah. We know that they want to be done with all those, I think, by the end of summer, is what they said. So they have three more flights to get through, and summer just started. So in order to meet that target, there's going to be one coming up here in the next couple weeks, I think.
All right. And we know Branson's getting ready to be on one of them.
Yeah, he's going to be the second one. He's already going through training, so that's good.
Yeah, it's imminent.
There's also an article from Seeking Alpha that popped up about Virgin Galactic saying that Carisdale Capital unleashes a short attack against them. I don't know. I couldn't read the article. I'm guessing it was either a report or something along those lines. So that's why it looked like it trimmed some of those gains it was seeing at the beginning of the week. But once it announces another test flight, I think it's going to jump again.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last quick thing I had is that SPAC that I can talk about that in investing. Never mind.
All right.
Go ahead, Dan. Close us off the news.
All right. Real quick. Facebook is confronting two separate antitrust investigations by European regulators that will probe whether the social network's use of data gives it an unfair advantage in online advertising. The answer is yes. Yes. The other thing... Yeah, we all know Facebook has an unfair advantage because you install their apps and on your phone, and you just give them everything. Their apps are siphoning data from other apps. Everything happening on your phone. Just assume that Facebook knows, and they're going to use it to sell advertising. Now, as somebody who buys advertising, I really love how well you can laser focus.
I know, right? But it also scares me as a consumer.
Yeah, I hate Facebook. I don't think...
Me too.
I'll say it here on the air. I don't think we should even have a Facebook group. I don't think we should be taking part of it. I think it's a vile, vile thing that they do over there, Facebook.
I mean, do you think Twitter's any better?
Actually, no. So anyway, fuck Facebook. Wrap up news, quick update on Hometown Deli in New Jersey, my favorite deli, the $100 million deli
million.
That makes nothing. Apparently, apparently, if you dig a little deeper on the news that they're having a reverse merger, which I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Yeah, I'm not either. Does that mean they're separating, spinoff?
Is that- I think a reverse merger is they had spun off a company.
Oh, and they're reversing
it? And now they're going back to the original just one company. That's my guess.
Does it matter if they're both shell companies, which I think was stated in the article?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it matters. Apparently, there's another shell company that doesn't seem to do much of anything. I don't have it. It
has the same address as the owner on record of the deli.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all, it was, what was the name? E something? Oh, God. I'm, you know, Cracker Jack news reporting here in the China shop. Dan's totally prepared on that story.
It's in the Discord.
It's in the Discord. There's a link if you want to go check it out.
E-Waste.
E-Waste. Yes, there it is. Yeah, E-Waste.
This sounds like some mafia shit is what this sounds like.
What? Electronic waste? Like, what is e-waste? Like you're on the internet?
Environmental waste?
Like, you're creating trash while you're web surfing? Like, oh, I shouldn't
have... Well, where do you think everything goes when you put it in your recycle bin?
Oh, they're the guys that pick up the recycle bins from your computer.
Yes.
They go around the internet, and they... Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they've got an internet garbage company. Oh, God. That fucking cracks me up. Yeah, so they're doing a reverse merger, and it looks like, you know, we got to get that guy on the show.
I don't want to know that. I don't know about that. This looks like some kind of mafia shit to me. It's in Jersey. It's an Italian deli.
No, you know what this is, Kyle? You know what this is, Kyle? This is like the little brother of the guy who's doing the mafia stuff, and he's just like mimicking it, and he got lucky, and it took off, and it's going crazy.
No. This is the little brother, the sap patsy guy who's funneling all their money, who's going to be the first one to go to prison, otherwise he'll end up dead, buried with his family.
Oh, you think it's, there's like laundering going on through the stock purchasing?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Should we cut this? Is this going to put us in danger? Because that might actually be a legitimate thing that you could do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do we want to air this?
I mean, are they going to hear us?
Well, I like to think everybody's going to hear us eventually, but...
I do have a lot of listeners in that area.
Whew. Well, here's the important thing, Kyle, is regulators aren't going to hear us. Because we don't have a big following in the DC area.
Do we?
We don't. Not that I'm aware.
All right.
That's our show, folks. Are you still here? Have you tuned on yet? So glad you fucking made it. So glad you made it. It's been a crazy day here in the shop. Sorry for all the AMC talk. It's all I'm thinking about. I can't shake it out of my brain. It
really is.
If you like our show, let us know by rating and subscribing on your platform of choice. If you like our show and hate social media, then please just tell all your friends. If you've already told all your friends and they're like, shut up and stop talking about the China shop, they're not good people. You should ditch them.
Nope,
right now.
Leave them. They're holding you back.
Look, if your friends don't love everything that you love and hate everything that you hate, they're just lousy people. You got to be 100% all things.
Ride or die.
God, see, I can't even wrap it up, Kyle. I'm rambling. I'm still going. I'm like, let's see how long I can stretch out the goodbye.
Well, we're almost 2 hours recording.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, fucking love you guys. This has just been the best experience being part of the China shop for me, and I hope it has been for you. We truly are so glad you're here, and just it's a big,
and we're not going away. We'll be back Wednesday.
Be back Wednesday, but
it's,
you know,
okay, Dan, don't get all melancholy.
God, I do get sad when it's over. I'm like, oh, can't keep going. Just give me a mic in 24 hours a day and I'll just keep rambling.
Okay, goodbye. I'm shutting my recording off.
All right, folks, until next week, happy trades.
Thanks for joining us. You can find us off air at twobullsinachinashop.com. That's the number 2BullsInAChinaShop.com. Make sure you check us out. Download us on any streaming network. Blah, 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 blah. You know what to do. Rate, subscribe.
Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment program, and all thoughts and opinions expressed in the show belong to the hosts and not of any company. They are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide entertainment about stocks and the financial industry of trading. If you make trades based on what you hear in this show, you assume all risks for those trades.